Richard Schroeder, Chief Investment Officer for Level Financial Advisors in Amherst, says typically the markets are volatile 100 days before and after an election. Schroeder points out a recent analysis by Vanguard going back to 1853 found virtually no difference in long-term stock returns under Democrats or Republicans.
So it really, in the end, probably doesn't matter which party controls the White House.
Schroeder says people tend to place godlike powers in the president, but he says the president is just one person who has to work with many others.
Politicians do not have the power, except in the short term, to influence the economy. The economy is much bigger than that, and it depends on a lot of other things that are slow to change and that we don't have control over, like the aging of the population and migration patterns and new technologies and all kinds of unexpected things that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton would have had no control over.
He says the best thing to do is to stay diversified and don't panic over any one big event. That advice is echoed by Jeffrey Goldfarb, owner of Goldfarb Financial in Buffalo. Goldfarb says, in general, the markets tend to be rational and investors should not act emotionally. But if people are nervous, he says, it's always best to sell when things are up.
If somebody realizes or feels that there is a lot of uncertainty and they don't have the stomach for it, if things are up, it's always a good time to take a look at that and sell on strength instead of weakness.
Goldfarb says so far the reaction to Trump's election shows that the markets are very unpredictable. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.